Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the show here on Season 5 where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're looking at the commentary of the Sforno and the notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz, looking at the number 4. Let's look at Perek Hey Mishnah Tet, Chapter 5, Paragraph 9. Ba'arba prakim hadever misrabba, at 4 periods of the 7-year Shemitah cycle, pestilence increases. Ba'raviyas in the 4th, uva'shviyas in the 7th, uva'motzi shviyas in the 8th, the year following the 7th, uva'motzi hachag shebachol shana v'shana, and in each year annually following the Sukkot festival. But Revius in the 4th, Bibne Maser Anisha Bashlishis, because of neglecting the tithe of the poor in the 3rd year. Bashvius in the 7th, Bibne Maser Anisha Bashishis, because in the 6th, in the year, neglecting the poor, the tithe of the poor in the 6th, it happens in the 7th, in the year following the Shemitah. Bemotzi Shvius, Bibne Peiro Shvius, because of violating the laws of the sabbatical produce, of the Shemitah produce, Bibne Peiro Shvius. Bemotzi Achag Shebachol Shana Veshana, at the conclusion of the festival of Sukkot, Mipnei Gezel Matnos Aniyim, for robbing the poor of their gifts. The main point being, we have to treat those who have less than us in our life in the right way, with the right respect. You have to make sure the poor are taken care of. Rambam teaches, Maimonides teaches, the best level of tzedakah, of charity, is giving someone a job so they could take care of themselves. You want to teach a man to fish? He could feed himself for the whole life. You give him a fish, he could feed himself for the day. The same goes, you want him to really eat, you teach him how to fish. So you want a person to stand up on his own 2 feet, you teach him, you give him the job. We want to support the poor, or the orphans, or the widows, the widowers, those out there, or even the strangers, the gerim, that come into our society and don't have anyone anymore. We have to take care of them. You don't take care of them, God forbid, pestilence could come and bad things could come. Torah, mitzvahs, and chesed lifestyle teaches us we have to take care of everyone around us. We have to be involved in caring for those around us, not just during Shemitah, not just during the 3rd year, every year, every day. We have to make sure to take care of those around us. The Sforno points out that pestilence increases as a consequence of robbing the poor of their gifts, as it is written, Al tig zaldal, ki Hashem yariv rivam v'kava et koveim nafesh. Do not rob the poor. Hashem will plead their cause and rob the life of those who rob them, and that comes from Mishlei. So make sure to take care of those around us who might have a little less than us. Make sure to take care of everyone around us. It's very easy to be involved in helping out those. You have extra clothing, give it to Yad Leya. You have extra food, give it to the local food pantry. We have one in our town. It is awesome to be able to help people that way. You cooked a little extra for dinner, give it to a family that might not have what to have for dinner. There are ways to help out those around you. You have an extra stroller, you have extra food items or toy items. Anything you have extra, give to those around you. Help the poor around you. You have books in your house that are sitting there collecting dust. What do you need to make an arsenal for yourself? Are you ever going to read 1,000 books? No. Start an FLL in your house like we have in our house, the free lending library. People come, they sign it out, they use it, they bring it back to us. It's a wonderful gemach, a wonderful chesed, gemilot chesedim in your life. It is so easy to give to those around you. If we don't take care of the poor, we don't take care of those around us, we don't take care of following the laws throughout the years, throughout the days, God forbid, pestilence or bad things could come. So ensure to take care of those who might have less. Ensure to help out those that might have less. Ensure to be an active chesed participant, an active mitzvah participant, helping and guiding through good things and good eyes and good aspects in your life to ensure the world is a better place, a loving place, a life and a world full of ahavas chesed, full of gamilat chasadim, and maybe we can finally be zocha that Mashiach will come and the third base mikdash will be built again speedily in our days, and may that day, of course, be today. Join us next time as we talk 4 types of character traits among people here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.